ගරු හර්ෂද සිල්වා මන්ත්‍රීතුමා, ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි 10ක් කාලයක් ලැබෙනවා.
සුදී, I'm going to concentrate only on the Minister of Foreign Affairs this afternoon. I listened to the minister. I was hoping that he would sort of explain this government's foreign policy stance and based on that justify the kind of allocations made in the budget. But I am sorry to say, yes, he did speak about some matters about bilateral discussions and visits, but he didn't really articulate the position. What is our foreign policy objectives and how are we allocating these monies to meet those objectives? I'm not going to go into that any further, but to me, I think, Madam Chair, we need to think of foreign policy as economic, in terms of economic strategy. Forget all the rhetoric. You know, whether we are non-aligned or whatever, those are, you know, rhetoric that's from the past. We got to be dynamic, right? We got to understand how the world is moving, you know, the new opportunities that are arising, and use our foreign policy as an economic strategy. Now, if you really look at growth that we require, it is all going to be external, right? Exports, investments, remittances, tourism. Don't forget, even the debt restructure is an external matter. You know, it was because India and China agreed to restructure our debt, we were able to come out of the horrible state we were in. And the reason why those countries helped us was because that we had built a strong relationship with both India and China, and they were ready to help us. So think about this as economic strategy going forward. I'll just take a few things. Now, this is the website of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Now, in this website, the most important thing, the way I see, is economic diplomacy. Now, if you go to economic diplomacy, Madam Chair, in today's context, everybody's online, no? We are talking about a digital Sri Lanka and so on and so forth. Now, if you look at this economic diplomacy, they're talking about things that happened in 2018 and 2019. And if you go to the technical cooperation, it says main ongoing special projects and economic diplomacy is Expo Dubai in 2020. We are in 2025. And we are talking about things now, say, Economic Affairs Division focal point following important regional organizations, etc. Now, the biggest thing they're talking about is overseas Sri Lankans. We want overseas Sri Lankans to invest in this country. Now, there is something called the Office of Overseas Sri Lankans. Now, then I went to the Australian Sri Lankan High Commission. This is actually the Melbourne office. Now, when you go to the Melbourne office, you can just go Google it. It says Office of Overseas Sri Lankan Affairs, and there's a QR code. Now, I try to put the QR code, get the QR code, go into it. Assume I'm an overseas Sri Lanka. I want to invest in Sri Lanka. I go to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. What does it say? It says, oops. That's what it says. It says, oops. Now, oops is not a foreign policy. What does oops say? It means it doesn't exist. Now, if in your official website, you say economic diplomacy is key, you want investors to come, you are trying to attract overseas Sri Lankans, and it doesn't exist. I'm asking the Honorable Minister, in his reply, he can say whether the Office of Overseas Sri Lankans actually exists in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Now then, you look at exports. Now go to the economic diplomacy, you say invest in Sri Lanka, you go to invest in Sri Lanka, you're talking about what happened in October 2019. What is wrong with the foreign ministry? How is it necessary to have things that happened in 2019? Right? And if you go to trade with Sri Lanka, Honorable Madam Chair, just look at this. If you go to the trade activities conducted in 2018 and 19, Australia, Sydney, Bahrain, Havana 19, France, Paris 2009. So what I'm saying is, let us, I am a bit critical, but I want to be positive here. You know, kindly look at first the website of the Minister of Foreign Affairs, because that is your platform for investors, for the overseas Sri Lankans, for exporters. That must be done first of all. Now, if you look at the issues that we are dealing with, the Honorable Minister didn't speak about Geneva at all. I'm not going to either. But I must say that the government has taken a reasonable middle path. I must say that. Now, the reasonable middle path is different to what the Rajapaksas took. Now, there is the opposition here is not looking at trying to take short-term political credit. We need a resolution to the problem that we have been facing for a long period of time. And there's a four-pillar structure, the truth and justice, accountability, reparations, and non-recurrence. Now, based on that, what we need to do is to ensure that these agencies that we promised the world, Geneva and elsewhere, that we are actually interested in and are devoted to establishing those things and implementing them. Now look at what happened. The ITAC recently criticized the government for appointing 3 out of 5 members in the reparations committee who are from the security sector. That won't work, no. That won't work. You must understand the issues of our Sri Lankans overseas. You know, there are two types of Sri Lankans, people who go and work in West Asia and Southeast Asia. They bring us remittances. Well and good. That is the highest amount of dollars that we are bringing into the country. That is what builds our foreign reserves. Then there are the others who are in the West who seem to have sort of gotten left behind. They are saying you must... Thank you very much. That you must try to understand the issues that we are facing. You must talk to us, right? So those are important things that I think the ministry must engage in. Instead of talking about what happened 5, 6, 7 years ago. And also think about the ocean. Right? The minister spoke about Iora, but I think we lost an opportunity there. You know, not just the littoral states around the Indian Ocean, but we are the center of the Indian Ocean. You know, we talk about freedom of navigation, we talk about rules-based order in the Indian Ocean, we talk about data cables undersea. So we have to punch above our weight class, Madam Chair. You know, Sri Lanka is a small country, we always say. We are not that small to start off with. We are 20 million people. We are the geography is also fairly large. But we have an amazing opportunity because of our positioning in the global context. We must punch above our weight class. And in that context, we have to be able to make sure that our foreign policy is such that we balance the East and the West. India is important to us. We have to talk about the trade agreements with India. Unfortunately, nobody talks about the ECTA. Nobody is talking about the SEPA. I challenge the government. You know, the Honorable Prime Minister was there, the Excellency the President was there, but nothing was spoken about the ECTA. Nothing is in the joint statement. Just like that with China. China is an absolutely important investment partner for us. And look at, for instance, the Colombo port city. You know, now that the Chinese-Indian relationship has thawed and they're working together, there is an ideal opportunity for us as a strategic opportunity for us to take advantage of it. I'm going to stop now, Honorable Chair. Just to say, one last minute is to say, you know, tourism is the last point. Now, in tourism, there are multiple issues to deal with. I don't know whether the $175 a day per person, that is $350 a couple, is actually true. And if that is not true, you have to have the correct data to be able to have strategies to ensure that we get the tourism industry right. And the proposed Tourism Act, you know, there were reasons why it was broken up into 3. Now, if you have other reasons to consolidate it, then you must be logical about it. I understand. It is a skewed distribution. There are only a few large players, and there are many, many, many small players. I understand that you need to bring the small players also in, but ensure that you have the industry support for doing that. Thank you very much for your time, madam.